Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lee. How may I assist you?
Okay. I have some charges on my credit card, which I spoke with someone about, and it was to be refunded. And I did not see the refund for last.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely can take a look into that for you. You might start by having the zip code that is associated with your account.
04496.
Thank you so much for that information. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Priscilla Martin.
Thank you so much, Ms. Martin. And could you please verify your shipping address for me?
127B Stream Road, Winterport, Maine, 04496.
Thank you so much. I do show an account matching that information. So it looks like you did get some earbuds and you paid the shipping and handling cost of $6.95. And they were shipped to you, looks like, around the 12th of April. Are you familiar with that product that I'm mentioning to you, ma'am?
Were they through Amazon?
Let's see. I don't think you ordered these through Amazon. No, ma'am, I don't think that I don't think that this is a product that you would have ordered from Amazon.
The only earbuds I have ever ordered were through Amazon.
Ms. Martin, are you still there?
I am.
So this account has indeed been canceled and was issued for a refund. Looks like the refund was an electronic check, meaning you have to print it out and take it to your financial institution so that it can get cashed.
Where do I find this check?
So it'll be in your email. You will check the email that you did use online.
Yeah,
and that email was sent on the 20th of May. If you don't see it in your regular inbox, maybe check your spam folder.
Who is the sender?
One moment, let's see. Ms. Martin, I'm still working on trying to get the correct information for you. If you just continue to hold the line for me,
please.
Ms. Martin?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank you for your patience. I'm still working on getting that information. Okay. I have to speak with my supervisor. Ma'am, go ahead.
Hold on. I have found the earbuds. I did order them through Amazon. The returns were received, and I'm trying to find out now how the money was refunded. It said either my bank account or my credit card.
Ms. Martin?
Yes.
So when you go into your email folder, because I do not have the exact name of the sender that the e-check will be on, but you can type in the exact amount. That amount was $64.99. And
okay.
It should pull up a matching search on that email. And you did say you ordered those earbuds from Amazon. What was the problem with the earbuds? They didn't function?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Search for $64.95 in the mail.
Yes, ma'am. And it was issued in May the 20th.
It's looking. Yep, I found it here.
Okay, perfect. So what you would do with that email?
No. It was something else.
I thought you found. Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that.
They said it's a neck massager, but it's $64.95. So
$99.
It's $64.99. That's a whole bunch of different neck massagers. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You have to, I know with emails, they piled up day by day, so you have to go all the way back to the month of May.
All right.
Around the 20th of May. You want to look in that folder there, and it's going to, you should see something pertaining to that. And what you'll do with that email is simply open it. And you'll print the check out and take it to your financial institution to have it cashed or deposited.
Okay. This says May the 9th.
It is the
20th.
It says May the 9th for 64 what, ma'am? I'm sorry.
$64.95. I'm not going to quibble over 4 cents if you are.
And that's in the email. Could you open that email and maybe see perhaps what that is?
Yeah, it says it's a pack massager for $39.99.
No, ma'am. So that's not the one you're going to be looking for. You want to scroll on down a little further, maybe to the 20th, the week of the 20th of May?
Well, let me try this. How would I put it in?
May? Yes, ma'am. So on your search engine, on your email folder, you can search for appsechecks.com. You can type that in at the very top of your inbox folder, ma'am.
Okay. UPS what?
I didn't understand.
You were telling me UPS.
UPS?
I thought that's what you just spelled out.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I didn't spell out UPS. I was saying in the search engine of your email folder.
That's where I'm at.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to say...
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm definitely on the line with you. I'm waiting on you to pull that information up, but no worries. You can take your time.
All right. I'm in the search engine. What do I write into the search engine?
So it's going to be apps, A-P-P-S.
Oh, A as in apple.
Yes. P as in Paula. P as in Paula.
Okay.
And then you're going to make it plural, so it's going to be an S on the end of apps.
A-P-P-S.
Very well.
Okay.
At eCheck. .com, and that should definitely bring it up. And if you would, Ms. Martin, so that we're checking the right email folder, I have, could you verify the your email that you're using or the folder that you're checking to make sure we're in the right folders?
I only have one email.
Okay, what's that email address?
SUNNYMAEM @gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's the email folder that it would have come to. Thank you so much.
Okay. There is no matches for apps at eChecks.com. It sounds like I need to go back to Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Before I book you anymore. Let me go to them and find out, see if they can figure it out.
Okay, no worries. And when you do, you can definitely give us a call back if you need to.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support once again.
Let me finish the call.